You're listening to What's the Rumpus? Shh. Geeks in Progress.
Our webpage is whatstherumpuspodcast.com, where you can listen to episodes or join in the off-air discussion in the forums. Our theme music is Better Nation by Curious Hands, which can be found at podsafeaudio.com. Submit and vote for stories at whatstherumpus.reddit.com. That's reddit.com. Welcome to another episode of What's the Rumpus. I'm Adrian Hanna.
Alan Neese.
I'm still Charles Thomas.
Take two. Okay.
GG, so, Adrian's recording software.
Yeah. So my recording software is not unlike Democracy in that the worst recording software on market except for all the others. You know, you would imagine that when you're recording something that you wouldn't have to worry about having a backup or a backup of the backup. I have to record it like three times, and sometimes I forget, and then that's usually when all hell breaks loose. So, anyways, first story: Texas school ID tracking chips protested by students and parents. The Northside Independent School District in San Antonio, Texas, has started issuing smart IDs for their students that have ARFID tags embedded in them, so that they can keep track of students for attendance and accountability purposes. I would think that it's mostly for the attendance purposes, because schools get paid cash money for how many kids go to school on any given day. And so now you can just tally everybody up through the computer instead of running attendance or roll call or anything like that at a certain time during the day to figure it out. So you get more money for more students. A lot of people are protesting this because they're saying that that it's, you know, against various concerns, the craziest of which is the biblical issue that the crazy people have against it, which they're saying that this is not necessarily the mark of the beast, but it's the precursor or the indoctrination towards the mark of the beast.
So, I've read Revelations at least three different times, don't remember anything about ARFID.
But it was in a different language, so...
Oh, yeah.
El-ARFID.
Yeah, how do you translate ARFID into Aramaic or Greek?
I can't even get it.
So...
Let's see if Google knows.
This is super fucked up. The only thing I can think that would, like, pseudo not be, well, as fucking crazy as this, was, like, if you badge in and out of your classrooms, or, like, on campus...
Right.
That's the only thing I can think of where this would be even remotely not crazy. Because it's like people badge in and out of work. That means you can still grab your badge and go, but, you know, people are always going to find a way around the system.
Right.
I guess you can. Yeah, it's the constant, where they are at all times. It's like, motherfucker, I'm taking a shit.
Yeah. How long do you think it's going to be until somebody hacks into that system and starts collecting all of that data? How many times does each person in the school go to the bathroom every day?
Yes. And how long are they in there?
Yeah. Or setting something up so you get an alert when a certain person goes into the bathroom so you can go in and harass the shit out of them while they're pooping?
Mm-hmm.
That sounds like a lot.
Pretty sure there's only a select group of people who would probably do that.
Yeah.
And they're all listening to the podcast right now.
So, the school also claims that they're not, you know, tracking these kids once they leave the building, but what's to stop somebody else from tracking them?
Nothing.
True.
Nothing at all. Alright, so I got the translation of ARFID from Aramaic. I'm posting it on Skype.
Skype-a-doodle-doo.
What?
Skype-a-doodle-doo, you can too.
Make sure you press the speaker button.
This is awesome.
Awesome.
That's amazing. Yeah.
Good times.
There's a YouTube video where it's sped up and it sounds better, but I can't find. I lost the link somehow. Yeah. So that's how you make Google Translate beatbox.
Awesome. That will be in the show notes. Yeah, privacy concerns that and crappy stuff. I can word today.
Hooray!
Wait,
it's a good thing we realized we weren't recording sooner so that the people can still enjoy this wonderful episode.
Hooray! Moving on. The next story is that spider silk can be used to weave biodegradable computer chips in the future, potentially.
So not can, but could, maybe?
Yes.
They might could?
Can, could.
Well, you might could use spider silk.
Yep. So they are talking about this, how, like, I mean, like, you think about, like, right now you have all of these computer chips that are not biodegradable, and there's a lot of programs out there to recycle or at least properly dispose of any computer equipment that you may have.
Mm-hmm.
In the future, if they're able to figure out how to make this work, you won't have to worry about that anymore. You'll be able to actually toss broken computers and garbage. And
was I not supposed to have been doing that all along?
Correct.
Oops.
Because it leaks toxic chemicals.
And that's bad.
Yeah, because then it gets...
I don't know, whatever, I'm not Green... whatever. I was going to say I don't work for Greenpeace, but then I ruined the joke. Yeah, computers are terribly poisonous, apparently. So you're going to need a lot of spiders.
Yeah, well, that's one of the things they talk about with this, is like right now, silkworms, you can cram those into a space that'd be very densely packed into an area, and they'll just turn out silk like crazy. But spiders, they need a lot of space, and they tend to be very cannibalistic towards each other if they're too close. So you have to space them out, have lots of space. They don't produce a lot of silk, so it would.
Why do they have to use spider silk and not worm silk?
Because the worm silk is not the same. It doesn't
have enough silicon in it.
Yeah, it's not as good as spider silk.
Huh.
Because, like, there's other uses that they've found for spider silk, because it's super strong. You could actually weave a cable out of spider silk to hold a steel girder up, and it would take, like, incredibly less material to do that than using something else. You can also weave it, if you could weave it together densely enough, it is actually bulletproof.
Wow.
Et cetera, et cetera. But another use that they found in this study that they did was that you could actually use a spider silk strand in the same purpose as fiber optic cable.
Oh, okay.
It'll actually transmit light it's four orders of magnitude more loss than with glass, but it's still significantly better than just about anything else at transmitting light. Plus, you don't have to worry about bending it and breaking the spider silk like you would with glass.
Right. But if you bend fiber optic cable anyway, bent fiber optic cable is bad not just because of the material that it's made out of, but because of the way fiber optic cable works.
Right. So they're working on trying to improve that and see if they can get it less lossy. And then if they do, then, you know, you could just run it like a regular copper cable and get much more throughput than a copper cable.
Interesting.
Nice.
Which is pretty cool. Yeah, I didn't realize that spider silk was so usable for various things.
Like, versatile. Reading a number of years ago, it was all for like cables and stuff like that, but I had no idea it could do anything else.
Yeah. But that's pretty cool. Yeah,
spider silk stitches. That'd be kind of weird.
Yeah. So, a girl bought an iPad at a Walmart, and it turned out to be a box of notepads.
True story.
Best purchase ever.
You bitch. So, apparently what happened was her mom bought her an iPad for her birthday, and then when they opened it up, it was a box of notepads.
The worst birthday. This is the most... trouble of all time.
I would hate my mom so bad because my family is notorious for gift giving like this.
Oh, really?
Where you use like some big ass fancy box or some super awesome thing, yeah, and then you have something completely different in it. And it, so I would at first I would have looked at it like, you guys suck so bad.
Oh man, did I ever tell you about last Christmas when I trolled the shit out of my brother?
You did, but I forgot about it.
So I don't even remember what I got him, but it was a gift certificate or something. But I wrapped this enormous box, and when you opened it up, it just had troll face inside it. And then another box inside it that was super small. And then when you opened the second box, there was another troll face and a thing that said, look in the stockings upstairs. And because my parents have a drop or not a drop ceiling, but a vaulted ceiling, so like this the there's no fireplace, so the stockings were hung like over the railing into the living room.
Yeah.
And so he like walks all the way up the stairs, and then it was like hidden in one of the and I didn't tell him which stocking, so he had to like dig through each one to figure out to find whatever it was I got him. I don't even remember, but it took him like 5 minutes, and he was just so it was awesome. He was so mad.
Awesome. That's great. So after the woman found out that the notepads, that it was notepads instead of an iPad, she went back to the store, and the store was like, no, we're not doing anything for you. So she didn't get to return it. She didn't get a refund. She didn't even get an I'm sorry. And then she apparently, I don't know how they got found out about it, but corporate Walmart found out about it and was like, oh, nope, here's your new iPad. Sorry.
Yeah, I was going to say that surprises me because I've known people who worked at Walmart that were like, Walmart will take anything back because if you complain enough, then – and if the complaint ever gets to corporate, corporate will immediately do whatever you're asking and then punish the people who ignored your request. Like regardless of whether it was completely absurd or whatever, they like they get punished, you get what you want regardless of whether you are right or wrong in your request, because it's just easier to deal with people that way because that'll keep people coming back.
Yep. Yeah.
But it seems pretty simple. Like, it seems like what happened is an employee stole an iPod and then added weight. Yep. But I don't know how you were going to ever get away with this unless you were going to, like, keep rotating the stock so that one never actually got bought somehow. But I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. They, this article from Gizmodo talks about how this is actually a really common occurrence. But it's a really common occurrence for if you're buying something out of the back of a van or something like that.
Right.
And it's not really something that has that at least as far as we know has ever occurred in an actual store before. They are reviewing the surveillance video to see if they can figure out who done it. But
yeah, I suspect that. So the picture in the video or the picture in the article is from a news station. So my suspicion is that it happens all the time, but they immediately return it instead of being dumbasses and not returning it. And so then this person contacted their local news to complain. And then that's how the corporate found out. And then that's the only reason it's a big deal is because the manager was a dumbass, whoever was right. The returns that day. Yeah. So they didn't immediately apologize and give them what they asked for. On the other hand, now you know that if you can buy an iPad and then a notebook and swap them out and then return it and get a second iPad.
Totally.
I wonder if there was, like, after this story got posted, if there was, like, a rash of people buying notepads and iPods at the same time.
I swear, it was the same one. No.
Like, you know what? I don't even want the iPad anymore. Just give me my money back. That seems suspicious.
Well, speaking of iPads, there's a website in Denmark called singlesex.dk, which has proposed a contest in which the man with the smallest penis in Denmark will receive an iPhone 5.
There's no good outcome for that contest.
Nope.
Like, hooray, I won!
Well, so here's the thing. All right, so they're submitting you submit a photo of your penis to this website, and then they eventually figure out. Well, first of all, they're vetting it to make sure that it's not stolen from the internet.
Same picture of the guy with from the micro penis article on Wikipedia.
Yeah, totally. So, but not only that, but they are also posting these pictures on the site so that female members of the site can vote on them as to which penis is their favorite. And apparently that person wins a prize too.
Hooray!
So it's like not only do I think I have a small penis, but also the women like my small penis.
I don't know. Mostly I just submitted this story because of the GIF.
Yeah. Job's program.
Yeah.
Penis, 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 penis.
Totally. Yeah. This is so weird. Like, I guess if you have the world's or Denmark's smallest penis, I don't know.
At least you win at something.
Yeah.
It's the guy who runs the company said in a press release that, It's a competition which is at the core of manhood, the most important thing for a man. There are so many unhappy men out there who think you have to have a giant penis, but it's not normal to have a huge one. Everything has to be bigger and bigger and bigger. It's incredible how the media has frightened people from showing themselves as they are.
Nope, don't buy it. I think that's a bunch of bullshit that he's trying to sling so that he can get people to enter those smallest penis contest.
Totally. Oh, what he can do is take the pictures that people submit, match them up with the person's account on the site, and then just post it as their like profile picture. And make it so they can't change their profile picture.
Totally.
Or just start an ad campaign for billboards around the country that's got their profile picture and then their tiny penis next to it. And then singlesex.dk. Although that might not be a good thing to do because, you know, then it's like everybody equates his website with tiny penises. It's like, if you want to date a man with a tiny penis, come to this website and you'll find this guy who has this penis.
So I just went to the website. I don't really know what compelled me to click on it, but I didn't find that contest, but I did find, do you have the country's finest penis?
There's a lot of naked people on this website.
Yeah, there is.
Like, for real.
Oh, also, do you have Denmark's most welcoming labia?
Yeah.
So apparently this is not completely out of the ordinary for them. Ah! And I'm not going to look at this anymore.
All right, moving on.
Actually, before we move on, let's talk about how great this guy's name is.
Which guy?
The guy that owns singlesex.dk.
Oh, okay, hang on. I just closed the tab. Morten Fabricius.
That's a pretty baller name.
Totally. Penis, 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 penis.
Well, now we have an episode name. Morten Fabricius.
Okay, moving on. Moving on up to the east side. Impersonal Google search results are few and far between DuckDuckGo finds. So apparently, as far as Google is concerned, and actually I think it includes Bing too, but they actually did the study on Google. You no longer get a static set of results. So if I look up something on Google, I am not going to necessarily get the same results that you get when you look it up. And it's based on your previous search history mostly. So it's basically what Google's trying to do is they're trying to figure out what it is you're actually looking for based on what you've previously looked for. So you say, and they did a study using the terms abortion, gun control, and Obama. And then based on your prior search results, it would skew what you would actually get as a result for that. And it's, so what they did is they had people search for these three things and then send them screenshots of each search, the first page of each search. And then they studied it, and it's basically everyone got significantly different results. So, that was pretty interesting. Cause, you know, I mean, when you think about like search results, like what you get from Google, it's like you imagine that you are getting the same thing as everyone else. You know, if I look up something, I assume that everyone else is going to see the same thing that I see. And that's not necessarily the case.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't really have an opinion on this. Like, I guess I want my search results to be more meaningful. But I guess I don't like that Google thinks that they know better what I want to look at.
Right. Well, also, apparently, even if you log out of Google or you use like incognito mode or private browsing mode or whatever, it still skews your results. I'm not exactly sure how they do that, but apparently they have a way of still using your prior search history.
Maybe based on IP.
Yeah, it must be. And that's crazy. That's crazy to me. They actually have a way, apparently, that you can go in and opt out of that. But I don't know how to do it. I don't think this art. Oh, google.com/history/opt-out will disable customization based on search activity. So the one good thing about this is that Google is fairly upfront in their documentation about all of this, apparently. Like, if you go and dig around, you'll find documentation that lays this out pretty explicitly. So, you know, that's always a good thing.
Yeah, I don't know. This, like, Google's whole thing is collecting as much data as possible and targeting stuff at you. I don't see how this isn't, like, pretty obviously what they've been trying to do all along.
Right. Well, and I mean, if you really honestly think about it, it's kind of what you want anyways. I mean, it's, you know, if you go and look at Google and you're trying to figure out something, you know, you're going to tend to look for the same, I mean, not the same type of results, but there are certain results that you're going to tend towards as opposed to other results. And if you keep tending towards those results and they're paying attention to that, you know, and so then, you know, those sorts of things come up, why not? Why not make it like that?
Right.
So, I mean, I just think it's kind of creepy that it works even when you log out. I mean, not that I'm, you know, ever logged out of Google, but, I don't know. That just seems kind of creepy to me, but not creepy enough that I'm like outraged about it or even mildly mad about it. It's just weird. So, anywho, next story. Magic Finger turns any surface into a touch interface. Now, this is actually really cool. I mean, aside from the fact that when you give it a cursory look, it's basically just like turning your finger into a mouse.
My Magic Finger does something totally different.
So what up? So basically all it is it's just a little device that you Velcro strap to the end of your finger and then you use your... And you could use it in the shower, too.
All right.
So it's got a little optical sensor on it, and it basically works just like a mouse. So you just swipe it around and it's the mouse on your finger. But the different thing, and this is actually the thing that was really cool about it, is that it actually has like a high definition optical sensor in it that can actually determine what material it's being pressed against. And the example they gave it for this is, say you have this as like a production quality device. You know, it's not just some hack job thing that somebody came up with in their garage and you actually purchase it and you have it, with your set up with your phone and, your phone starts ringing and it's like in your pocket or it's in your laptop bag or whatever. You can have it preset so that when you touch that up against a certain surface type, it will automatically, either mute your phone or hang up the call just by touching like the side of your bag or your pants pocket or something like that. And it'll just automatically cut the phone out and you can predefine any number of things with any number of materials.
That's interesting.
I thought that was super duper cool. Also, you have a really bright LED on the tip of your finger, so you can shine in people's eyes.
And yeah, stuff like this is going to become much more important as wearable computing becomes more prevalent. You know, Google goggles are going to be cool, but how do you control them? Well, here's your answer. You just point at stuff.
Yep. Yeah, this is I didn't even think about that, but that something like this would be super awesome with in conjunction with Google goggles. Google goggles.
That poop is hard to say. There's too many g's and ugs and ols.
You just moved letters around.
That's the same joke with different ingredients.
You guys are jerks.
Also penis.
Penis, 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 penis. Mushroom.
Awesome.
And next up we have Oh Asia, You So Crazy. So apparently, even though this isn't actually happening in Asia,
it kind of counts.
There's a trend apparently now, at least with one, starting with one girl in the Ukraine, of doing your makeup such that you look like an anime character.
Not this just girl's makeup. She's like
everything.
Like, she's got batten down the hatches and like corset and yeah.
Oh yeah, yeah. But the big thing is the anime eyes, and she's got the anime eyes.
She's got the crazy eyes. Her eyes, they're crazy.
So creepy.
Yeah, she looks like a sex robot.
that.
Basically, what she's done in order to do this is she's wearing contact lenses that basically make the entirety of her eye look like the iris of an eye, and then she does the makeup on like the eye ridges around her eye socket so that her eyes look like they're way bigger than they should be.
Oh, that's fucking creepy.
Yeah. So and she's apparently picking up some steam. And the third picture is like the creepiest one because it super duper looks like
a sex robot.
Yeah, it's like those aren't real people.
Oh, it's just
You really have to see the pictures.
Yeah, so go to the show notes at wiki.whatstherumpuspodcast.com/118 and then click on the Oh Asia Who's So Crazy link and you will see them pictures that crazy.
Yeah, this is weird.
So apparently the blonde chick in these pictures is they call her the real life Barbie, and she's like her name's Valeria Lukyanova, and she looks like a real life Barbie doll.
You should read the other one's name.
Anastasia Shpagina.
That's not what I thought you were going to say.
I'm not going to lie. I actually looked in a Russian dictionary how to spread for the
yeah. episode
because it looks like Shpagina. That's what I was going to
say. Also, Rule 34.
Totally.
Awesome.
Awesome. Awesome.
Here's a picture that looks more ridiculous because it looks more human. Where is the window? It's like more obvious how she's doing the makeup stuffs.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. Oh, also, she's not wearing the super huge contacts
yeah.
either.
Yeah.
Oh. She puts makeup on her nose too, it looks like, to make it look super yeah. thin. Like in her. That's because I was like, did she get like fixed surgery on her nose? Because that looks like too perfectly thin. So that makes a lot of sense.
Here's a picture of her wearing still a nope. lot of makeup, but less than what she would normally like. Man,
whoa, it's weird.
Wow, she looks super different. That's crazy. It's kind of a weird
hobby.
The word for it. Trend. Yeah. So it just seems like a weird thing. But I mean, like, you think about some of the other crazy shit that's out there, like bagel heads. And it's like, this is kind of wholesome and healthy.
I wouldn't say healthy.
Well, compared to injecting shit in your head so that you can deform it into weird shapes, I would say that that's pretty healthy. It's like, oh, I just put on a lot of makeup to look way different than people.
She is the most popular girl at the Ren Fair, I'm sure. What the fuck? So I searched Shpagina. This is one of the results.
What's that? Speaking of bagel heads. Okay, so here is a link to some of the pictures of the chick that's the real life Barbie. Yeah, so there's that. Yeah, I guess that's pretty much all I have to say about that.
Way less weird.
Yeah.
That's true, but it's also
except that picture.
Way less looking model that you're basing yourself off
of. Say that again? Oh, yeah. Well, yeah, kind of. Shpagina.
Shpagina damn near killed her. Anywho, that's the rumpus. Caught smoking, double choking, linger on my spleen. I'm dying to buy some time. Newspaper conservation, can't believe this intellection, can't believe these words are true. But I'm lost, clear to see that the world's escape out of stay. That's not really true. Motorcade.
should dream and I'll be there with you.
Skype a doodle doo, you can too.